Well, hello, I'm Dr. Peggy Banks.
And I'm Babbie Mason. How is everybody doing today?
Thank you for being here, Babbie. We're just two girls sitting around the table talking.
And I like it. I like it a lot. I just love talking about the promises of God and encouraging our listeners.
I do too. And this is part of Hope Has a Name. And we are talking today about some declarations that women can make, women and men, our listeners are all over the world, that we can make today that are true about the promises of God, what God's word says about us, and how we can find our identity in Christ. And so we want to just encourage you, if you have any comments or want to share with us some ways that God has spoken to you about the program, you can reach us at TWR Women of Hope at TWR.org. That's TWR Women of Hope at TWR.org. So we would love to hear from you. So Babbie, what are we talking about today as we continue our series, a few programs on just our identity in Christ?
Well, I wrote this declaration a few years ago, and it's called, the declaration is called, I am a daughter of the Most High King. And this declaration is just a part of my own personal devotion and quiet time with the Lord. I got inspired and began to just write down some promises concerning who I am and my identity in Christ, and it really began to bless me. And I wrote a book about it. And each statement is a power statement,
yes,
concerning our identity.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps me on a daily basis to confess and profess,
yeah,
who I am, mm-hmm, what I have, the benefits of being a daughter of the King,
yeah,
reminders of my identity, confessions of what I have in the kingdom. And so that's what we're talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a long declaration. We won't do the whole thing today, but it is available.
That's right.
At Babbie.com, at my website at Babbie.com.
Yes.
And it's also available at our website at TWR Women of Hope at TWR.org.
Yes, that's great. And I love this, Babbie, because the card, the card that has all the decorations on it, I have today in my hand, and I'm going to keep it by my bedside like you do today, just to be able to declare every day who I am. And that's something I want our listeners to remember. For the next couple series of Hope Has a Name, we're going to be looking at each one of these declarations. So maybe you could just follow along with us and continue to listen to the podcast, and we will be talking about each one that is found in your 31-day devotional.
And it's basically a celebration.
Yeah.
It really is.
It is.
And a celebration of our identity, mm-hmm, in Christ.
Right.
And so I'm going to jump in starting at paragraph 2, and this is what it says. I am the righteousness of God in Christ, accepted in the Beloved, a joint heir together with Christ, and a part of the family of God.
Mm.
Let's start with that
yeah,
first sentence.
You need to read that like over and over again.
Right? I know it, right? I am the righteousness of God in Christ.
Yes.
And righteousness is a big word.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Righteousness means to be in right standing,
mm-hmm,
with God.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you can be in right standing with God.
Right.
Let's just make that clear.
Yeah.
Through Jesus Christ.
Right, right.
You know, we often think, well, if I'm a good person,
mm-hmm,
if I do enough good deeds,
yeah,
if I pay enough and pray enough, and mm-hmm, if I show up to church, and if I work at the church, and if I just work,
yeah,
then God will love me and he will accept me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not how we get in right standing with God.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how we get to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I love the golden text of the Bible that says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him, mm-hmm, should not perish but have everlasting life.
That's right.
And we get in right standing with God through a relationship.
Yes.
With,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes.
And it is because he is righteous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll never be good enough.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never be able to pay enough.
That's right.
To get in right standing with God.
Mm-hmm.
It is Jesus and his sacrifice at the cross, mm-hmm, that brings me into right standing with God.
Yeah.
Right standing with God is a gift through Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And the gift is, you know, when somebody gives you a gift, think about the process of gift giving. If I gave you a gift, you don't run to your purse and say, oh, Babbie, let me try to pay you for this. Let me write you a check for $20 and,
right,
reimburse you.
Right, right.
That's not what a gift, that's an offense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I were to write you a check for a gift, that would destroy the whole meaning of a gift.
That's right.
But a gift is received,
mm-hmm,
with thanks, because the first words out of my mouth are, mm-hmm. thank you. Mm-hmm. Then I receive it.
Yes.
And then I use it mm-hmm. in my daily life. And that is what salvation is about.
That's right.
So we say thank you with mm-hmm. our, not just with words, but with our mouth.
Yes.
And not just with our mouth, but with our life. I call it thanks living. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. then we take the gift of salvation and we begin to use it yeah. with joy in our lives. That is what righteousness looks like. Mm. It's a gift from God through His Son.
And I love the analogy of a gift, because we have to open that gift. Someone could give us a gift, but if we never open it and we never, like you say, receive it for ourselves, say that this belongs to me.
Yes.
And as followers of Jesus, that's what our faith is grounded in. That's the foundation of our faith, isn't it? That as followers of Jesus, we believe as a Christian, if you're listening today and you're wondering, well, what does it mean to believe in Jesus? We believe as a Christian today that we are made right with God because we believe in Jesus.
Yes.
That He came to this earth, died for our sins, but didn't stay in the grave, rose from the dead, and today lives in our hearts in the Holy Spirit. So as a follower of Jesus, that's what that means. So now we are right with God. And now we receive the gift, and we've said it's our gift. We've opened it up, and now it's ours. And so now it's like, you're right, living out that life. What does that mean, Debbie?
And, you know, I don't do good deeds so that I can get on God's good side.
Yeah.
That's not my driving force anymore. Mm-hmm. I do good deeds because I love Him.
Yes.
I sing, and I show up, and I pray, and I pay, and I bless, and I live because it's a privilege. And this is what I do to return thanks to Him. And so,
because He first loved you, right?
He first loved me,
yes.
even when I was in sin.
Yes.
He
yes.
loved me. And so I am the righteousness of God. I am in right standing with God through Christ. I'm accepted in the Beloved. Praise God, He does not reject us.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't give us the stiff arm, mm-hmm. or He doesn't banish us out of His presence when we mess up. But we are accepted.
Right.
We are never rejected.
Mm-hmm.
We are accepted in the Beloved. We are joint heirs with Jesus. Everything God gave His Son, I have now through Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a part of the family of God.
Amen.
You know, I'm in the middle of five in my family. I have one sister and three brothers.
Yes.
And I have a really cool family. My siblings are brilliant.
Yeah.
And
where are you in the lineup?
I'm in the middle.
Okay, second from the top, from the first one? Or
they're
third?
Two older and two younger.
Okay.
There are five of us.
All right.
I have two older brothers,
mm-hmm.
then a younger sister, and then a younger brother.
Okay.
The youngest brother.
Yes.
I'm in the middle holding up both ends.
Yes.
And, you know, everybody kind of takes their position
mm-hmm.
in the family,
mm-hmm.
but good, bad, the ugly, the best, the rest, they're still my family.
Mm-hmm.
And that extends into our church family and then to our family in the body of Christ.
Right.
And family is, we don't always do this, but bottom line, when it's all said and done at the end of the day, family just accepts you for who you are.
That's right. That's right.
That's right. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yes, they do. They do. I'm the baby of four siblings. And so that's the one thing about family, accepting you for just as you are. They also always see you as the baby, or always see you as the middle, or, oh, you know,
yeah.
you're not the oldest, you're not the baby, but you're one in the middle, right? And so, but the family of God is one that is very important for us to remember. They're people that God is using to tell His story to the world.
This is what I love about the family of God. You and I have a lot of things in common.
Mm-hmm.
We're sisters in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We get a chance to work together and celebrate Jesus and
mm-hmm.
talk about the Lord over the air through this broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of things that are different about us.
Yes.
I'm a black girl. You're a white girl. I'm from the north. You grew up in the south in Florida. I'm a preacher's kid. You didn't grow up in a Christian family.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what I love about the family of God. Is that it is all diverse.
Yes.
Every nation,
mm-hmm.
tribe, people, tongue, and
yeah.
language are in this body.
That's
are
right.
In this family.
Yes. And no one is outside the grasp of God. You know, no one is discounted in who they are. It all is equal at the cross, right? It's all equal because it's because of Jesus that we are made righteous.
Yes. Yeah. And I'll tell you, one of the sweetest things that I get a chance to do in my travels as a singer-songwriter, I get a chance to travel around the world and meet people. And I get to go different countries and speak a different language or try to learn a song in a new language.
Yes.
And just so that I can be a blessing to my brothers and sisters in other parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And just to see how big and beautiful
yes.
the family of God is.
Mm-hmm.
God has, his people are everywhere.
Yes.
And thank goodness for the internet
mm-hmm.
that a broadcast like this can literally go
yes.
to the uttermost parts of the earth
yes.
and minister to people in the family of God
mm-hmm.
and talk about Jesus and create an open invitation
mm-hmm.
for those to come and be a part of the family of God.
Exactly. Yeah, and I love that about media, about mass media, that we can actually broadcast into places where they are not hearing these messages of hope, where women are actually able to see a connection and communication between you and I today, that they can join in this community. They can call in, they can write in, they can listen to the podcast on their, you know, iPhones or on their iPads and their earbuds. So God is making it available to them. There's no way that he's going to let them go, right? I love this passage that we were looking at in 2 Corinthians 5, verses 20, because we are therefore Christ's ambassadors as though God were making his appeal through us. I mean, today, think about it, that we are an ambassador for Christ. We are that person that God is taking right now to tell his story through the airwaves, through our lives, through our discussion, his story of redemption, of hope, of
yes.
healing.
Mm-hmm. We're a representative.
Yes, yes.
An ambassador of Christ
mm-hmm.
in a foreign land.
Yes.
Basically.
That's right.
And
right.
Making God look good here in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
I like to say it like that.
Yeah.
In other words, giving him glory. I like to say making him look good.
That's right.
Really what I want to do.
Yes.
I want to make my king
yes.
look good here in the earth.
That's right. That's right. We try to make so much more of that, too. It's like we have to think on days and days and days of mission statements and vision statements and values. And yes, all of our values are found in the scripture, I believe. What we value is what God values. You know, as a Christian, as a follower of Jesus, what we value should be what God values.
Yes.
And we don't have to think much harder than that. You know, we have to look at what God's word says, and he values integrity. He values honesty. He values hard work, love, patience. And those are things that as Christians, as followers of Jesus, we should value in our own lives. And
yes.
we are ambassadors of Christ.
And so this declaration is a daily declaring of our identity in Christ. And it really is a great source of encouragement to me, written around this book called I'm a Daughter of the Most High King, and it is available at babby.com.
And you can contact us at TWR Women of Hope at twr.org. Thanks for being with me today, Babby. Thank you, listener, for listening in, and we hope to talk to you soon.